And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers on Wednesday China was, quote, very carefully watching how Washington and the world respond to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The stakes in Ukraine go well beyond Ukraine. And to your point, I think it has a profound impact in Asia, for example. Everyone is watching to see how we and the world responds to this aggression, and they'll draw their lessons from it.
Speaking on the heels of a visit to Moscow by Chinese President Xi Jinping, Blinken said if Russia was allowed to attack its neighbor with impunity, it would open a Pandora's box for would-be aggressors and lead to a world of conflict. Japan's Prime Minister has pledged to provide Poland with developmental support to help the European country assist neighboring Ukraine as it defends itself from Russia's invasion. Poland's Prime Minister hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Warsaw a day after Kishida made a surprise visit to Kyiv and met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Kishida said Japan would offer the Polish government development assistance in light of the increasing burden on Poland due to the prolonged invasion of Ukraine. Another day passed on Wednesday with an indictment against former U.S. President Donald Trump, who had forecast that he'd be arrested on Tuesday in a New York probe of alleged hush money payments he made to porn star Stormy Daniels. A Manhattan grand jury did not meet as had been expected on Wednesday, a law enforcement source said, although it's unclear why that was or how much longer the grand jury will take to conclude its work. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Boris Johnson said on Wednesday he did not lie to Parliament over rule-breaking COVID-19 lockdown parties, as the former British Prime Minister fought for his political career at a hearing with lawmakers.
I apologize for inadvertently misleading this House, but to say that I did it recklessly or deliberately is completely untrue, as the evidence shows.
Parliament's Committee of Privileges is investigating. If the committee finds Johnson deliberately misled lawmakers, then he could be suspended. Any suspension longer than 10 days could prompt an election to remove him from his parliamentary seat and end his political career. TikTok CEO will testify before the U.S. Congress, urging lawmakers not to pursue an all-out ban on the social media app. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
CEO Shoji Chu plans to tell Congress on Thursday that TikTok is committed to user safety, data protection, and security. And he'll say that TikTok is also committed to keeping free from Chinese government influence. U.S. lawmakers have been worrying out loud about possible national security risks with TikTok. Its parent company, ByteDance, is based in Beijing. In prepared remarks released ahead of his appearance before the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, Shoji Chu says ByteDance is not an agent of China or any other country. I'm Rita Foley.
The governor of the U.S. state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is moving to forbid classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
About a year ago, DeSantis signed a bill critics call Don't Say Gay.
In Florida, we will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not and indoctrination.
The rule change would ban lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity from grades 4 to 12. It's now kindergarten to third grade, with some exceptions. The law in Florida drew widespread backlash nationally, with critics saying it marginalizes LGBTQ people and kicked off a feud between the governor and Disney, which publicly opposed the law. I'm Ed Donahue.
One of the oldest surviving biblical manuscripts is up for sale for a cool $30 million U.S. dollars. It's a nearly complete 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible. Sotheby's is putting it up for auction in New York in May for an estimated price of $30 million to $50 million. Its anticipated sale speaks to the still bullish market for art, antiquities, and ancient manuscripts, even in a worldwide bear economy. The ancient manuscript is going on display at a Tel Aviv museum on Wednesday. I'm Joe Ramsey.